Benny Aquina and Denise Park met at a New Year's Eve cocktail party thrown at the luxurious Diamond Head beach house of Jules Renard. Monsieur Renard, of course, is the famous owner of Waikiki's Silver Oyster Pub and Cafe. Benny Aquina was a restaurant critic for the Honolulu Advertiser. Denise Park, one of Hawaii's most respected chefs. Over spinach salads, crab cakes, fresh oysters, and rigatoni, they talked about the weather, politics, sports, and the subject they shared the highest mutual interest, food. Great banquets, unforgettable dishes, secret recipes, and favorite restaurants. A year later, after dozens of dinner dates and home-cooked meals, Benny Aquina and Denise Park were married. Together, they were a happy couple. Gifted with looks, intelligence, grace, style, success in youth, life was as sweet and smooth as a perfect Cabernet. 3 years later, they bought the Silver Oyster Pub and Cafe in Waikiki. Jules Renard, after 59 years in the restaurant business, retired. Benny handled the administrative affairs. Denise created amazing dishes in the kitchen. Lines formed outside the restaurant. The guest list included kings and queens, presidents, Hollywood stars, and champion athletes. 2 years later, Benny Aquina and Denise Park finalized their divorce. Denise hired the finest attorney in town and got the houses, the cars, and the Silver Oyster Pub and Cafe. Benny, he got the shaft. What had happened to this promising marriage? Benny asked himself that question hundreds of times. Their union seemed to have been filled with love, respect, friendship. Why, Denise always kept the house neat, made sure Benny's clothes were clean and pressed, prepared delicious meals. Benny brought home chocolates and dozens of long-stem roses, took Denise on long drives around the island on Sunday afternoons, politely endured the opera on public television with her, even though he wanted to watch Monday Night Football. Perhaps, Benny thought, maybe he was just not cut out for marriage. Maybe he had never been. You know, he was a natural bachelor and, well, basically a slob. Leaving his bed unmade in the morning because at night, well, the sheets just got mixed up again. Leaving clothes on the floor because a shirt on the carpet was easier to find than one hanging in, say, a dark closet. Leaving his hairbrush unclean for years until it resembled, sea anemone. Because, you know, hair just needed to be combed again. And brushes, well, you know, they just got dirty again. Well, Denise, on the other hand, she was the opposite. She was a woman who liked neatness, order, and organization. Everything had its place. She arranged pots in her cupboard by size, placed spices in alphabetical order, made sure the television remote control was exactly perpendicular to the television set. Maybe, thought Benny, little by little, it was these tiny differences that had disintegrated the real love Benny and Denise had shared. You know, like waves breaking on rocks, turning them gradually into sand. One day, destitute and near penniless, Benny Aquina walked down Barataria Street and came upon an empty shop with a for lease sign taped to the window. That's when the idea hit him. A voice in the wind told him to open up a restaurant. A restaurant? Solely for bachelors. Ha! There must be millions of them out there, thought Benny. A place to make them feel at home. Or a place for married men to go so they too, even for just a meal, could feel like a bachelor once again. So, what used to be here? Said Benny to the realtor. Oh, a dress shop, the realtor said. Oh, it's perfect, said Benny Aquina. I'll take it. Thus, Benny's bachelor cuisine was created. The menu was enough to bring a tear to a bachelor's eye. Spam and rice, Campbell's soup, instant Cy Min, an assortment of TV dinners, bologna sandwiches, Vienna sausage, pretzels, pork and beans, with the option to eat them straight out of the can. Oh, and the decor? Oh, pure bachelor gems. Laundry baskets, a weight bench, ashtrays with coins and car keys inside, various athletic equipment, magazines like Sports Illustrated, Popular Mechanics, Esquire, an occasional Playboy, black velvet glow-in-the-dark posters of Panthers, Dragsters, Elvis, and Bruce Lee hung on the walls. On his first day of business, Benny's Bachelor Cuisine received no guests. A soul. The second day was, that was no different. Alas, neither was the third day. Benny began wondering if maybe he made a terrible mistake. On the fourth day, a young man wearing a silk shirt, Angel's Flight pants, and Fomolari shoes walked into the restaurant. He had, you know, he had that perfect blow-dried hair, that gold teardrop around his neck, and Benny thought he was seeing a ghost from the 70s. Hey, you look familiar, said Benny. Oh, you might have seen me in the movies, the ghost from the 70s said, sitting down at table 5. I was in Saturday Night Fever. Oh, yeah, of course, said Benny. Yeah, I should have known. Hey, remember when John Travolta wins the disco contest? I'm in the background. I'm watching him do his thing. Second guy from the left. The ghost from the 70s became the first official customer of Benny's Bachelor Cuisine when he ordered the spaghetti with ragu sauce. It was on the house. Well, soon word of mouth spread and Benny's Bachelor Cuisine flourished. Bachelors began gathering by the dozens. There were the young downtown professionals, accountants, architects, and attorneys, eating dinner before attacking Restaurant Row or Ward Center, thinking they ruled the world. Then there were the working class guys, construction workers, stevedores, bus drivers, enjoying a beer before heading off to a night of Hawaiian music. And then there were the older customers, like the balding 60-year-old doctor who wished more than anything he was a bachelor again. While his wife was at the symphony, he was driving his red BMW convertible up and down Keeaumoku Street looking for that perfect Korean bar. So what's the secret to the success of Benny's Bachelor Cuisine? A curious bachelor asked one day. I'm not quite sure, said Benny. All I know is there's a lot of bachelors out there who are lonely. They need a place to go, a place to meet, and hey, bachelors do get hungry. But let's face it, the curious bachelor said, looking at his plate of canned chili. The food here is kind of terrible. That's part of the charm, I think. If folks want good food, they can go to thousands of other restaurants. Benny, he did it all. He bought the ingredients, prepared the food, served it, cleared the tables, washed the dishes. Sometimes, he even played the role of psychiatrist. Take, for example, the case of the gloomy account executive who thought he'd never find a girl. Girls don't like me, the account executive said, staring despondently at his plate of canned sardines. I'm too dorky. Oh, you'll find a girl, Benny said. In the meantime, enjoy the freedom of your bachelorhood. Think of it like, like a caterpillar. Caterpillars are worms, aren't they? Well, have patience, said Benny, and before you know it, you'll find the girl of your dreams and your life will be transformed. You know, like a caterpillar turning into a beautiful butterfly. Bachelors are worms, huh? Sometimes, Benny performed the duty of social worker. Here is the dilemma of Ray, a fireman.
I lost my girl, said Ray. My life is over.
Hey, don't talk like that, said Benny. There'll be others.
Not like Suzanne,
said Ray, a tear falling into his bowl of canned chunky stew. Sure there'll be, said Benny. Trust me, I was married once. Yes, bachelors gathered at Benny's Bachelor Cuisine and talked of fish that got away, waves that had been surfed, cars, deals, beers that had been drunk, and, yeah, of course, women. There's this girl with the best set of legs at work, said one bachelor. When she uses the Xerox machine, I wait patiently behind her and I tell her, take your time.
There are too many Wahinis calling me up, complained another bachelor. I can't get any sleep. Soon as I lie down, boom, the phone rings. Hey, listen to us, one brave bachelor finally said, standing up. We sound like a bunch of kids in a high school locker room, treating women like objects. Aren't you fellas ashamed of yourselves? Don't you all want to get married? Have kids? Take on responsibility? Share your life with someone? Experience true love?
The poor soul was booed louder than a BYU touchdown at Aloha Stadium. As for Benny, though, hey, he returned to the lifestyle he had once thrived upon before his unfortunate marriage. Sitting around the laundromat with other bachelors, playing poker until the wee hours of the morning, drinking a dozen different liquors in a dozen different places with a dozen different girls, laughing, joking, while other less fortunate bachelors stood around dance floors like those statues on Easter Island. Not Benny. Mm-mm. Benny Aquina was the king of parties. Secretly, though, very secretly, Benny often thought about Denise. Not only did he miss her venison, her rabbit, her souffles, he missed her. Her smile, her warmth, the way she filled an otherwise empty house. One day, one magical day, the unthinkable occurred. The afternoon began, you know, like any other, feeding hungry bachelors.
I'll have the hot dogs, a customer in Levi jeans said. Three of them.
Oh, hot or cold, said Benny.
Don't ask stupid questions, the somewhat belligerent bachelor said. Cold, of course, right out of the refrigerator. How else do real bachelors eat hot dogs? What's your special today? Another bachelor asked.
Oh, we have potato chips and beer combo, said Benny, somewhat proudly, you know, because after all, he had come up with a dish himself.
Potato chips? The discriminating bachelor said, rather disappointed. That seems so, I don't know, boring.
Boring? Said Benny. You call 17 different kinds of potato chips boring?
17? No way! Get out of here! Sour cream and onion, barbecue, cool ranch, extra crispy, low salt.
All of a sudden, for the first time ever, a woman walked into Benny's Bachelor Cuisine. Jaws dropped. The insurance men turned off their calculators. Two crane operators stopped comparing tattoos. Dead silence. It was Denise Park.
What are you doing here? Said Benny, not realizing he was walking backwards, moving away from Denise as if she was Frankenstein's monster.
I'm hungry, said Denise with a meek smile. This is a restaurant. I'd like to order something to eat.
Can't you read the sign outside? Said Benny. It says Benny's Bachelor Cuisine. You know what a bachelor is.
So, said Denise, women can eat cold hot dogs and spam and rice.
She studied the menu.
The eggs simmered in Tabasco sauce sounds interesting, but let me give you a little tip. People are becoming a bit more health conscious. You know, you should turn towards lighter, more healthier foods. That's what we're doing at the Silver Oyster Pub and Cafe. One of our most popular dishes is a linguine with asparagus and eggplant.
I'll have you know, Miss Smarty Pants, that our vegetarian special is one of the most popular selections. Kimchi and rice, dill pickles on the side.
May I sit down? Said Denise.
Jeez, said Benny, throwing his hands to the ceiling in despair.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Thank you, said Denise, selecting table 4, a popular window seat with a view of the health club across the street. Bachelors fought like rabid dogs to sit there to watch the aerobic instructors going home from work.
I think, said Denise, I think I'll have the Benny's Bachelor Cuisine Blue Plate Special. Let's see, cold two-day-old frozen pizza.
Excellent choice, said stockbroker Hank.
What did you really come here for? Said Benny.
What do you mean?
Said Denise. You didn't come here to eat two-day-old pizza.
Oh, doesn't the aging process bring out the flavor of the cheese?
Denise!
All right, said Denise, taking a deep breath. I was worried about you. I missed you, and I wanted to see you, okay? Is there anything wrong with that?
I've missed you too, said Benny.
Oh, Benny, said Denise. I miss rinsing your hair from the bathroom sink after you shave. I miss the way you squeeze the toothpaste from the top of the tube, not the bottom. I miss the way you perspire after working out and still insist on lying on the couch without taking a shower.
And I've missed you too, said Benny. I miss the way you always complain about me leaving the toilet seat up. The way you arrange your CDs in alphabetical order, and the way you insist on wiping your silverware before eating with it.
Why did we fall apart? Said Denise.
Oh, maybe it's true what they say that, said Benny. Everything created is destined to fall apart.
You think there's a chance that we could try again? Said Denise.
Oh, anything's possible, said Benny.
Do you want to? Said Denise.
Yes, said Benny. But what will happen to Benny's bachelor cuisine?
Oh, leave it open, said Denise.
Really?
Oh, of course, said Denise. There are a lot of bachelors out there who need a place to go to, a place to talk, share their triumphs, their sorrows.
Oh, I love you, Denise, said Benny.
I love you, Benny.
And to this day, Benny Aquina and Denise Park are together, living in a three-bedroom house in Aina Haina. Monday to Saturday, they work at their respective restaurants. Sundays, though, they spend together. Denise prepares a breakfast of waffles, eggs benedict, and iced coffee. And like thousands of couples here in Hawaii, they may go to the movies, spend the day at the beach, or just stay at home with their two children. Of course, you know, there are still arguments every now and then about Benny leaving crumbs in the carpet or dripping water on the bathroom floor after a shower, about Denise having to make the clocks in the house match the time given by the recording on the telephone, but both Benny Aquina and Denise Park have learned that the love they have rediscovered is a precious gift that cannot be taken lightly, that these differences in personalities are what makes the world go around. Yes, even for bachelors.